right now we're gearing up for our upcoming school election, and ballots are going to mail tomorrow, Wednesday, April 17th. And that's going to go out. It's a mail-only election, so polling places aren't open. And that's going to go to every active elector who's in the county. So if you live in one of the many districts that are running that school district election, you should get a ballot in the mail in a day or two after Wednesday. Now, there's a very tight turnaround on school elections. We're allowed to send them 20 days before the election, and USPS recommends you mail your ballot back 7 days ahead of the election. So there's prepaid postage on each envelope to mail them back, or on election day, we are going to have multiple different drop-off locations throughout the county, and that'll be included on the instructions inside your ballot.
All right, good to know. Well, please go ahead. I interrupted. Please go ahead.
No, that election day for the school election is going to be May 7th. And that's going to be election day. You'll be able to drop your ballot off at one of those drop-off locations, but everybody will get their ballot in the mail. Then that Friday, we will be sending ballots for the primary election. So ballots for the primary election mail on May 10th. And that will be both a polling place and an absentee election. So that election date is going to be June 4th. Those ballots will mail out on May 10th. And the best thing a voter can do to be prepared for either of those is to go to MissoulaVotes.com. You can see our current election page. Or you can go to MyVoterPageMT.com, and that's going to take you to the Secretary of State's voter portal. That'll let you know if you're a polling place voter for the primary election or if you'll get your ballot in the mail. And it will give you the information you need to get in touch with us to update your registration if you need to change.
All right. Now, this is where you know me. We've worked together for a few years now, so you know me and what a diehard I am on getting people out to vote because it's so, I mean, it's the one absolute personal way we have of affecting our own city and federal and state government. So can you, from your perspective, why should people take the time to vote, Bradley?
Well, for both of these, we're looking at two different types of elections. Our upcoming school and special district, there's a couple of fire districts. If you live in Frenchtown Fire District or Missoula Rural Fire District, there'll be some candidates on that ballot who can help with your fire services and the way that those smaller districts run their emergency responses. Also, your school board trustees, the people who make important decisions on what your school is working towards, how they're educating the students, and how they're spending that money. And in addition to that, levies. We'll have multiple levies for most every school district throughout Missoula County. And so this is funding for school districts to provide additional services, and that can be a critical area for voters to vote on. Then in the upcoming primary election, you're going to see some really exciting things. This is a party nominating election. I know that gets a little wonky, but in Missoula County, you're going to get four party ballots, one for the Republicans, one for the Libertarians, one for the Green Party, and one for the Democratic Party. You're going to pick one of those. And when you pick that one, you're going to be able to go through and you're going to be able to select the best candidate in that party. And you'll pick on the people who should be running for president, who should be running for U.S. congressional, multiple different races, down to your local House and state representatives. So this is really important to making sure that the top person you pick in your party gets to go on to the general election in November. We're also going to have three ballot issues, depending on where you live. So we have a local government study where we're going to ask voters if they want to study the way the local government functions for the county. Everybody in Missoula County votes on that. If you live in the city, we're going to ask you the same question for the city of Missoula. So you'll get to vote on both of those issues. And then also in the city, we're going to have the fire services levy. That's all on the general election ballot. So first we'll have our school special district, and then we'll have our primary election. Sorry, not our general election. It's on our primary election ballot, where you'll be able to pick candidates for the general election in November, as well as local government study and fire services, depending on where you live.
Now, I know that you have been very, very busy training election workers. How are you looking for election workers and volunteers? Are you fully stocked?
We did great. So we've been through a large process of redistricting. So the state changed our Senate and House districts, and then we went through and updated our precincts. Most voters will know a precinct is where they go to vote on election day. We consolidated, and we have 20 different polling locations in Missoula County, the most polling locations in the state of Montana. And as we go through, we needed 450 judges. So that number dropped significantly with that consolidation. And we successfully recruited and trained in judges earlier this year. Those are the friendly staff you'll see on election day if you vote at the polling location. And they're also the teams that will be counting your ballot if you vote by mail.
Fantastic. All right. And so obviously on election day, pests like me will be there at the election center, haranguing you for details on what's going on, because this is so important, because the primary will tell us who's going to run in the general election.
Exactly, Peter. And as always, it's our job here to make sure that voters know and understand how to vote, where to vote. And the best thing you can do to be prepared is go to myvoterpagemt.com and make sure your information is accurate for the upcoming election.